A new bill to create a road for King Cove is advancing in the U.S. House. Like many before it, this bill would authorize a land trade to acquire an 11-mile corridor through Izembek National Wildlife Refuge in southwest Alaska. Congressman Don Young told his colleagues on the House Natural Resources Committee the road would save lives by connecting King Cove to the all-weather airport in Cold Bay when there's a medical emergency.
Put yourself in that position as you sit here, might vote yes. If you'd like to have your mother or your sister or your brother or your aunt or someone die, because there isn't a road, it's 11 miles long.
The bill authorizes an equal value trade for the 206-acre corridor, more than half of which is designated as wilderness, the category of highest federal protection. In exchange for the corridor, the refuge could get up to 43,000 acres of state land. Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva said a road could harm an estuary important to several species of migratory birds. Grijalva of Arizona said the bill would bypass the National Environmental Policy Act and ignore the exhaustive environmental review conducted during the Obama administration. Former Interior Secretary Sally Jewell rejected a land trade for the road in 2013, saying it would cause irreversible damage to the refuge. President Trump's Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has already issued a permit for a study where the road should go. Young's bill passed the House Resources Committee last week by a party-line vote of 23-14.